It's BFBS and the Groove Collective with Mario. Really pleased, really proud to be inviting onto the show for the second time, albeit in a while, Norman J, MBE. Welcome, Norman.
Thanks for inviting me on the programme, Mario. Good to be back.
That MBE thing, right? I mean, awarded the MBE in 2002. Is it wearing thin a little bit now with people mentioning it, or is it still very much a badge of honour?
No, of course it's a badge of honour. It's something I have been and always will be extremely proud to have been awarded. You know, they're not giving out like confetti.
No, they're not. And for services to music?
For services to DJing and music.
And, of course, the family goes way back in terms of DJing as well. Good Times, your sound system is 30 years old this year. You've got family back in the States who are still very deeply involved in music as well. It kind of runs through the whole J clan.
Yes, absolutely. Very fortunate. You know, 30 years on the streets of Notting Hill in West London. Been the baptism of fire when we first came there in 1980, because we dared to subvert the current soundtrack as it was then, which was all sort of reggae and calypso and soca. And I came there playing jazz, funk, disco, and early hip-hop and electro. You know, after all these years, you know, we've had many fantastic street gatherings there, 2 days a year, and, you know, 30 not out. So it's been fantastic. But I thought this year, we decided to take a break, so we'll be back in 2012, Olympic year, bigger, better, hoping to get a gold medal for sound systems next year.
Cool. So taking a sabbatical from Notting Hill Carnival this year, but still deeply involved in a lot of the festivals that have been going on. Vintage at the South Bank last weekend. How was that for you?
Well, for me, it was phenomenal, because as you may or may not know, I'm into all things vintage. Not just music, clothes, design. So a festival like that is right up my street, and you know, I did a warehouse set. They built a specially constructive warehouse in the bowels of the South Bank Centre in the old loading bay, and it was perfect. And I had an amazing time playing to Full House down in the basement there on Friday. And on the Sunday, I was in the Soul Casino, like a 60s pop, Motown, Northern Soul, stroke mod vibe.
We'll talk about the new compilation in a second, but do you ever catch yourself, do you ever kind of do a double take when you're DJing, and as you say, kind of deeply entrenched in all the vintage, harking right back from the 70s, right up to kind of the warehouse stuff you're talking about in the 90s, do you ever catch yourself and kind of a little bit surprised by how this music's lasted and how the youngsters are happy to embrace it as well?
Well, I'm not surprised by how it's lasted. It's how it's presented to people. That's the key. That's the secret. Must stress at this juncture that it's not simply about reliving, you know, great moments from the past or great records and celebrating artists from the past. It's also very much rooted in the present as well. You know, the whole sort of warehouse vibe. Okay, I hark back to a lot of old acid house records and a lot of sort of 70s funk and soul, but the whole warehouse era for me was about breaking the rules and championing other sorts of music. So, of course, in the spirit of that warehouse, I played drum and bass. I played as well. I very much love music that's happening now, today's music, even though I'm not considered an aficionado of the whole sort of drum and bass and dubstep scene, but I play a lot of it because I honestly and truly love it. And I just love being able to mix up all styles that interest me and interest and entertain my audiences on the dance floor.
And I suppose the whole mood kind of encapsulated by those two words, good times, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Good times is not a genre. It's a feeling, it's a way of life.
Good Times 30th Anniversary Edition out now. Would you kindly pick out a tune for us to play that maybe is one of your favourites on there? And we'll come back and talk about the compilation.
They're all favourites of mine, but I guess, you know, there's chill songs on there, there's Philly soul songs on there, there's house on there, there's Latin, there's classic disco. Goodness, what can I... I'll actually pick the rock track. Honey White and the Nightmen, It's All Right.